जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बालभागी वरधारी गोपी जन बालभागी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे रामा राम राम हरे 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 राम प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टतर सदस्य श्रीमत्सुल भय चरणरविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य हिज डिवाइन गेस्ट श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So, I feel very grateful to be here with all of you. Please bless me and pray for me so that I can say something that I heard from Srila Prabhupada or our Acharyas, from Bhagavatam, from different speakers that will align with Shastra, which will please Sri Sri Radha, Shyama Sundar, Krishna Balaram and Guru Nitai, which also will please Srila Prabhupada, and all of you will be benefited and my heart will be purified. So before we begin, we pray to the Lord of our consciousness, because we are conscious being. Through consciousness we can see the Supreme Lord's presence in every pages, every words, every sentences of Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Then we express gratitude to five personalities: Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narnarayan Rishi, who is doing severe austerity for our benefit, and to Goddess Mother Saraswati, who is very kindly re-establish our relationship, and to Vyasdev, who compiled this Srimad Bhagavatam in his mature age, and Srila Prabhupada, who translated and gave his heartfelt commentary called Bhaktivedanta Parakur. Narayanam namaskritam narancaiva narottamam devim sarasatim vyasam tato jayam mudirai nasta praesu abhadresu nittam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati nasati. So today we are serving Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, ninth chapter, entitled Brahmaji's or Brahma's Prayers for Creative Energy. And today's text is 22. Soyam. Samasta jagatam,
samasta jagatam
surid,
surid
eka atma,
atma.
Soyam samasta jagatam surid eka atma,
soyam samasta jagatam surid eka atma.
Satvena,
satvena
yan
mridayate
bhagavan bhagena satena satena jamridayate bhagavan bhagena
satena jamridayate bhagavan
bhagena tenaiva me drisham anuspristad jataham teneva medrisham anupristat jataham srakshami purvabad idam pranata priyashau. Srikshami purvavat idam pranato priyasho.
Srikshami purvavat idam pranato priyasho.
Soyam samasta jagatam surit katma.
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 सत्येन जन्मिदयते भगवान् भगेन सत्येन जन्मिदयते भगवान् भगेन तेनैव मे दृशं मनुस्पृशा ताज्यताहम् तेनैव मे दिशं मनुस्पृशा पिशता जताहम् स्रक्ष्णासि पूर्ववाद् इदं प्रणतो पियोषो स्रक्ष्यामि पूर्ववाद् इदं प्रणतो पियोषो सोऽयं समस्त जगतां सुहृदकात्मा सत्येन जन्मिदयते भगवान् भगेन तेनैव मे दृशं मनुस्पृष्टाद्यताहम् स्रक्ष्यामि पूर्ववत् इदं प्रणतो पियोषो प्लीज चैंट सोऽयं समस्त जगतां सुहृदेक आत्मा सत्येन जन्मिदयते भगवान् भगेन तेनैव मे दिशम् अनुस्पृशताद्यताहम्
सोऽयं समस्त जगतां सुहृदेक आत्मा
सत्येन जन्मिदयते भगवान् भगेन तेनैव मे दिशमनुस्पृशताद् जताहम् स्रक्ष्यामि पूर्ववत् इदं प्रणतो पियोषो स
हि
अयं द लॉर्ड समस्त जगतम् ऑफ ऑल द यूनिवर्सेस सुहृत् एकः The one friend and philosopher.
The one friend and philosopher.
Atma.
Atma.
The super soul.
The super soul.
Sattvena.
Sattvena.
By the mode of goodness.
By the mode of goodness.
Yat.
Yat.
One who.
One who.
Mridayate.
Mridayate.
Cause happiness.
Cause
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
The personality of Godhead.
The personality of Godhead.
Bhagena.
Bhagena.
With six opulences.
Tena,
by him,
by him.
Eva,
certainly,
may,
to me,
Drisham,
the
power of introspection,
Anusprishatat,
let him give,
Yatha,
as, Aham,
I,
Srikshami, will be able to create. Purvabat, as before. Idam, this universe. Pranata, surrendered. Priyaha, dear. Aso, he the Lord. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Let the Supreme Lord be merciful towards me. Who is praying? Brahmaji. He is the one friend and soul of all living entities in the world, and He maintains all for their ultimate happiness. This is so powerful word. He maintains all for their ultimate happiness by His six transcendental opulences. May He be merciful towards me so that I, as before, may be empowered with the introspection to create. For I am also one of the surrendered souls who are dear to the Lord. Purport. The Supreme Lord, Purushottama or Sri Krishna, is the maintainer of all in both the transcendental and material worlds. He is the life and friend of all because there is eternally natural affection and love between the living entities and the Lord. He is the one friend and well-wisher for all, and He is the one without a second. The Lord maintains all the living entities everywhere by His six transcendental opulences, for which He is known as Bhagavan or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Brahma prayed for His mercy so that He might be able to create universal affairs as He did before. Only by the Lord's causeless mercy could He create both material and spiritual personalities like Marichi and Narada respectively. Brahma prayed to the Lord because He is very much dear to the surrendered soul. The surrendered soul knows nothing but the Lord, and therefore the Lord is very affectionate towards him. Om Jnanati Mirandhasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadantikam. Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitansha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschata Deshatarine Vancha kalpa taru vesha kripa sindhu bhai vacha paditanam pavanibho vaishnavibho namo 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 mahavadanaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gaurati shi namo हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे लाउडली हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे आई फील एवरी पर्पोट ओनली व्हेन आई फोकस ऑन वन पर्पोट द वे प्रभुपाद पुट द पर्पोट It seems like all the tattva, all the truth is like invaded in one. It's so beautiful. For an example, like he just write one line. Only by Lord's causeless mercy could he create both material and spiritual personalities like Marichi and Narada respectively. Why did Prabhupada put Marichi? You think? So deeply, because Brahmaji is, from his mind, we know that his 10 sons are very popular. Out of 10, the 6 came from his mind, and Marichi is number 1. And from Marichi, his 6 sons are the representative of lust, greed, anger, madness, illusion, envy. Wow. It's like a whole department. And if you really very deeply think, this is the whole material trap, it's through the Marichis. But yet, his personality is so unique. Srila Prabhupada writes, then when Brahmaji had a little, you can say, apparent deviation, that he was going after his own daughter, Bagh Devi, many personality reacted in different way. The 6 sons reacted offensive way. In a relation, they had grandfather and grandchild, but they are very elevated soul, but yet they criticize Brahmaji. Because they criticize Brahmaji, they suffered 3 lives in a demoniac family, first Hiranyakashipu, then Kalnemi, then came to, by the compassion and mercy, killed by Kamsa, Devaki's 6 sons. So it's very interesting, the way Prabhupada put it, the material and spiritual personality is like Marichi. Marichi is like almost all our problem is like coming down from Marichi. But if you look at, in that incident, 6 sons acted very badly. And Prabhupada made a very nice comment. I mean, we see also amongst us, I also had that bad quality sometimes, criticize devotee or find fault. Sentimentalism due to the ignorance, judgmentalism due to the passion. We supposed to stay, or at least we try to stay on transcendental platform. No judgmental, no sentimental. Now you may say, well, if somebody does wrong thing, you can become discriminator. Discrimination and judgment is 2 different things. Judgment means I'm giving what I think is appropriate or not appropriate. Discrimination means what acharyas are saying, what shastra says, according to that, I see that this is not proper, then there has to be some affection, care to deliver this. Krishna never said, you speak the truth straightforward. Bhagavad Gita, 17th chapter, 15th verse. He says, anudvega karam vakyam saptam priyam hitam cha jat. When he speaks or you communicate with someone, first he said, Lord says, anudvega. Udveg means agitating, irritating. He said, don't. I like the way Prabhupada paraphrased one lecture on the same topic. He said, when someone tried to present this spiritual reality to an audience in such a manner that they should respond positively. So I was thinking like, so who decide, who creating this conversation? The speaker. If I am communicating, you are communicating, whoever is communicating, it is our job to see that the audience respond positively. Never negatively. Because the way Prabhupada put the purport is so beautiful purport. I just love that. I mean, literally every purport. Of course, you know, nowadays, yesterday we did for 5 hours this 6 chapters of first canto. You have to summarize the whole thing and then question answers. But it was wonderful, but it was like a very concise. But each purport is as equal for many hours to speak. Marichi's 6 sons, they did. Now how they grow up, I don't know the details. I haven't read or found anywhere how they grow up, even though they are great personalities, but why they choose to criticize Brahmaji's activity. But what about their father, Marichi? Prabhupada mentioned Marichi because he's a wonderful character. When he saw his father is doing this, he immediately went to the temple and Prabhupada said he prayed to the Lord, I'm so bewildered. How can such a great personality like Brahma could do such thing? My Lord, please help me. Please purify my heart. Please help our father. Very nice. Prabhupada said, this is very nice. He did not commit offense. Rather, he was expressing, even though he's a son, that he cares for his father, Brahmaji. He has affection for him. Of course, Prabhupada is very kind in 3rd canto, 20th chapter. Few verses, Prabhupada explained the whole episode and he says that this happened before Brahmaji heard Bhagavatam. I say, wow, that's very nice. The power of Bhagavatam. Power of Bhagavatam. Literally destroy all your evil spirit, all the anarthas, literally. If we can have little taste. Lord Krishna told to Uddhava, 11th canto, 5th chapter, that as long you are not satisfied with your life right now, that's a negative. And then he says positive. The verse goes like this, tabat karmani kurbita na nirabedda javata mat katha sravanado ba sraddha javanna jayate. Can you say, yes, whatever happened in my life, whatever I enjoyed, material, spiritual, I'm fine. I don't need anymore. I'm satisfied. If you can say this, and then second point Krishna says, if you say, I want to taste holy name and Bhagavatam, I want to hear more Bhagavatam, I want to hear more Bhagavatam, then you are candidate to enter into spiritual domain. It's a wonderful verse. If you meditate on it, tavat karmani kurvita, na nirabedda javata. You don't have any other issue. You say, whatever happened, I'm satisfied with life. Done. But I want to more taste in Bhagavatam. You found some taste and you are eager to taste Bhagavatam, then you can enter into that domain. Lord Shiva was there also with that incident. Lord Shiva, he is son of Brahmaji. Yes, he's a third son, you can say. Fourth son. First, children are the ignorance born from Brahmaji. It's horrible to think, but that's the fact. But Brahmaji, Prabhupada, I feel like Brahmaji is very happy with Prabhupada's purport. This is just my own feeling, realization. Because Prabhupada writes that Brahmaji felt very bad because he is a great devotee. The first creation was ignorance, five layers of ignorance. How to cover each soul with five layers of ignorance. So Brahmaji felt very bad. Then he meditated again. Then four counter to the ignorance, destroy the ignorance, appeared. First, five layers of ignorance, I won't go details. Maha, Moha, Moha, Tamas, Tamisra, Andatamisra. Means beginning with the body is self, and end after body dies, nothing remains. And in between, all these five layers of ignorance combine. How do you destroy those five layers of ignorance? First thing he says, you have to learn. Vidya, you have to have knowledge. Tapa, you have to do some austerity. Develop detachment and discriminate. These four things required. That was the second birth, second creation, you can say. Third creation came the four Kumaras, who opposed to help in the procreation. Then from his anger, the Shiva came. So Shiva is a fourth child in one sense. But Shiva's position is higher than Brahma's position because he, literally, the king of the whole creation. Krishna put him in that position. And through his maya, through his wife, he literally controls everything. Even though he's directly not involved, but he is meditating always. His wife is takes the three form, three modes of material nature. It's a nice in Bhagavad Gita, you have a three ladies with the pulling thread there. How Rajagun, Tamagun, Satagun is playing. It's very interesting, whoever did the painting, beautiful. So Lord Shiva, when this episode took place, he did not insult his father. Even though he knows that being a father, head of the whole creation, it's not proper. But he came with a kind of a affectionate chastiser, something like that. He came with trident. Father, how could you do such thing? And Brahmaji immediately checked back. What am I doing? Oh no, this is not good. So he stopped. So Lord Shiva stopped Brahmaji's activities, that he was going in a wrong way. But he did not criticize or say that, Father, this is not appropriate. You know, he stood right in front. And Marichi prayed to Krishna, and Prabhupada appreciated that more. He repeated in the purport. So this is nice. If we see a leader or something deviation, we should pray for that person. We should not criticize. Otherwise, you block that person to ever come to other devotee to get help. So it's very nice. Of course, Narad Muni, the 10th incarnation, it's so beautiful. I'll narrate a little, I made so many notes, but anyway, I'll narrate a little note of Narad Muni's, because I did talk about Marichi. You all know the purpose of creation that Brahmaji is praying are two purposes, not one, two purposes, main. This is from 11.3.3. Lord Krishna himself spoke the what Brahmaji wanted. The purpose of creation, so I'll read the translation of BBT translation. The Antariksha said, O mighty armed king, by activating the material elements, the primeval soul of all creation has sent forth all living beings in a higher and lower species, so that this conditioned soul can cultivate either sense gratification or ultimate liberation according to their desire. So purpose of creation is two-faced. or two aspects, you can say, two faces. One is either further material enjoyment or you are tired, you want to get out, ultimate liberation. So ISKCON devotees are for the ultimate liberation, and the karmis, gyanis also, they are trying to minimize, but they are not going anywhere, because they are not. Three things what causes this eternal religion or nitya dharma, Krishna consciousness, boils down to these three things: Krishna, I, the soul, and relationship. Any activity, any study or chanting, anything that nourishes these three. Because when we chant, we are calling out, "My Lord, O Radha Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna." We are calling out that, "Please accept us. Please, please allow me. I'm sorry. I have done a lot of nonsense since forgetting you. Please accept me back." We are calling out. This is what chanting boils down to. Like Prabhupada said, a child crying for mother. So we are calling out. So that is nourishing Krishna, because Mahaprabhu says, "Amake to je je bhakto bhaje jei bhave tare sheshe bhave bhaji emor swabho." When somebody call out, it actually draws my attention. So Krishna actually likes it when we chant and we discuss Bhagavatam, because that's the verse says, "Sakrida api prapanna je tavi vasmi na jachate abhayam sarvada tasme dadami etad bratam mama." I am looking for, as soon he asks for protection or needs something to progress in the bhakti path, I'm guaranteeing myself to help that person. It's so nice. Did not say about the karmi gyanis, because they have their own bank account. That much pious they will get, that much impious they will suffer. Krishna doesn't get involved. Krishna get involved in this, according to that verse, Krishna get involved as soon we pray for our spiritual journey, not for material journey. Then Krishna will help. We are not alone. It's interesting that when Jayadratha, he heard whole Bhagavad Gita, I mean conversation way, not monologue, dialogue format. He asked 16 questions. Krishna answered 574 verses to answer these 16 questions. And if you can look at in 11th chapter, one verse he says, he saw those names who are entering into the devouring death, that they are already dead. But still, he had a human body, Arjuna. He had a human experience. On 14th day, the whole battlefield took 18 days. On 14th day, when he heard the news, he was so busy fighting, he did not hear any news. In the evening, they all gather in the camp, and Krishna also comes there, and they sit down and they talk. Everybody, what they did. Bhima say, "I killed this. This was the little," you know, everybody gives the report. And Lord Krishna sits there and listens. They just, he's like a part of the group. He's not showing I'm God, but he just cares for the group. So then, all of a sudden the news came, the Abhimanyu is dead. When Arjuna heard it, he could not take it. He was like so angry. How dare Jayadratha made this plot to kill my son? He was shivering like out of, you know, his, of course, his power and his affection. He cares for his son. Krishna is sitting there and he says, "I can't tolerate. I want to kill Jayadratha tomorrow, first thing. And by sunset, if I don't kill, I'll throw myself in the fire." And Krishna is looking at Arjuna. He said, "Do you know Jayadratha?" That part, Arjuna did not know. I love the way Prabhupada mentioned in one purport, he said, choosing Krishna is one choice, make your life always better choice, something like that. Very nice. So I was applying to that. Because Krishna was Arjuna's friend, Krishna got up from his seat. He said, Jayadrita got blessing from Shiva, that until his father plays his severed head, means somebody has to sever his head, not leg or other part, only head has to be severed, and his father voluntarily plays it on the ground on his own, then he will be dead, otherwise nobody can kill him. He will be rejuvenated, like revived from his death, even if somebody kills him. It's almost impossible.
It would blow his, whoever's head it came to, would blow up. That's what it's about.
No, it has to be in his father's hand.
I know, but if it wasn't, then whoever severed that head...
Yeah, that person will be dead, but not him. So we are focusing on the Arjuna's case, relevant to our life. So then what happened? Krishna says, therefore it will be impossible to kill. But I love the way Arjuna reacted. He said, you know me, Krishna. I'm an insignificant soul. I don't have any power. Who am I? Nothing, just an insignificant soul. Yes, I got the body of a fighter, but I can't do anything. But I know you. You are the supreme, omniscient, omnipotent. You are the most powerful. Nobody is equal and above. Together, we will kill Jayadrata. And Krishna smiled. Prabhupada also said, just like Arjuna taking advantage of Krishna, we in our ISKCON society, he said just like this, every devotee should take advantage of Krishna's protection. Literally, Prabhupada and Mother, I know you all pray, but pray more. Whenever you need, pray to Krishna. My Lord, give me some attention so I can focus on you. I can be accepted by your service. I want to serve you. I want to serve you. Please allow me. Like this, more we should take advantage of prayers. Of course, you know the whole pastime. I won't give the whole pastime. I'll just give the conclusion. Next day, whole day fighting, the news, some or other, there is a spy always. The spy went to the other side and gave the news. Next day, Jayadrata was guarded by thousands and thousands of phalanx, you know, series of soldiers that before arrow goes, all other will be dead, not Jayadrata. Their whole mission was to protect the Jayadrata. And Arjuna could not do it. Whole day he's fighting, he could not do it. All of a sudden, it's getting almost sunset. The cloud came, was not sunset, sun is still up, but cloud was blocking the battlefield, everybody's view. So then they said, that's it, we won. He could not kill it. Now Arjuna going to kill himself. So they almost like gave up their fight, but it was not a sunset yet. Then all of a sudden, Krishna tell Arjuna, ready? You're going to kill Jayadrata now. Be ready. Arjuna said, but it's a cloudy, it's not a sun. He said, no, look at it. All of a sudden, cloud moved, sun rise, Arjuna shot arrow to Jayadrata. His father, seeing this cloud in his village, which is 1,000 miles far, he was meditating. That's what he does. Krishna knows, nobody else knows. Exactly when. He closed his eyes, meditating, all of a sudden the severe head fell. In his mind he's thinking, what is this weird things fell? He put it down. I'm meditating. And then after a few minutes he thought, let me see what it is. It's my son's. So what is the conclusion? You cannot beat this material existence. You'll suffer. Take advantage of Krishna's help, Prabhupada's help. We will win. Not that we are looking for win, just to survive and get out, we need shelter of Prabhupada and Krishna every day, every moment. We should learn that. We should learn how to take advantage of it. Then we will not suffer. Okay, I have 10 minutes. I was going to tell Narad Muni's little story of how Vaidhi bhakti became ragatmika bhakti. But if anybody has any opinion or any further discussion, if not, I'll just narrate this beautiful story very quick. You know, there is a many manifestation of Narad Muni. Narad Muni is a one personality. In Dwarka, when Krishna got married, Narad Muni was watching by extending himself, by Krishna's grace, in every marriage. 16,108 palaces, separate wedding. It was not like a all in one. No, no. All separate wedding. And Narad Muni was there. So Narad Muni has a ability Krishna gave him to expand. One Narad Muni is eternally in Vaikuntha. There is also Narad Muni, original Madhu Mangal, according to Sanatana Goswami Pad, in Golok Vrindavan. Origin of Narada is Madhu Mangal also there. Also Narad Muni comes there as a via media between different rashas. So many manifestation of Narad Muni. One Narad Muni was Vaidhi Bhakti follower. He is a promoter of Vaidhi Bhakti. Very nice. Then all of a sudden he thought, okay, for preaching I will go down. And he came down to the material world from Vaikuntha. And all of a sudden he felt like very thirsty. Then he was thinking like, why am I feeling thirsty? Then he was looking for some water. And as he came nearby, a reservoir of water, some kind of lake, he heard some gossip of boy and girls, village girls, boys gossip. Narad Muni is thinking, my ear is not attentive to this kind of grandma katha. But why I'm so pulled to this? And as he's coming down to the lake to get some water, then he thought, wait a minute, I have Satchidananda body. I have Satchidananda body. I remember I challenged to Ravana. One time Ravana says, I don't care God. Narad Muni says, become his devotee. No! Absolutely, don't talk to me this. If you talk one more about God, I'm going to kill you. Narad Muni said, you cannot kill me. You want to see? So he went. With a big sword, pierce, club, everything he tried, one by one by one. Narad Muni is not dead. Ravana was shocked. How is this? Narad Muni said, this is Satchidananda body. It's impossible to kill you. I want this kind of body. You have to be a devotee. Not possible. I don't want. Well, it's your better. Otherwise, you'll be dead someday. You want body like me, you have to become devotee of Vishnu. Oh, there was, since that, Ravana at least don't torture the Vaishnavas and at least Narad Muni. So he keeps coming, but he doesn't even think he respects that this body cannot be killed. But Narad Muni in that episode, he was thinking, how is this? I'm feeling thirsty. I'm Satchidananda. I don't need hunger, thirst. These things are not there. Six things. Old age is not there. Why am I feeling thirsty? But anyway, he didn't want to argue with himself. As he came and this gossip of the boy and girl became so contagious, he thought, just too much. I should just sit down and meditate. As he came down, he thought there was a big banyan tree, he was going to start meditating. All of a sudden, this gossip became so loud, he opened his eye, he saw some girls passing by. And he said, excuse me. Narad Muni knew the philosophy. Four ways, if you are disturbed, four ways you can counsel yourself. One of them, that if something disturbing, go there and find out details about the matter, maybe you will be out of it. So he thought, I'll just discuss. Excuse me, and this girl says, yes, how can we help? You don't have to come too close, you know who I am. Of course we know, you are Narad Muni. Oh, you know? Yes, yes, we know Narad Muni. You know, I'm a brahmachari. Yes, yes, we won't come too close, don't worry. What is your question? What is this gossip going on, these boys and girls? That, what do you want? Well, maybe I should just see what they, who they are, that will solve. Okay, then you have to follow me. Wow, I cannot follow a girl. Okay, you have a problem in every way. Then follow from a little far distance. And then so this one girl said, okay, I'll take him to show this gossip going on where the girl and boys talking. So Narad Muni followed a little while, and then he says, she said, now you have to take a dip in this well in order to hear their conversation, in order to hear and see them from far. Otherwise not possible. Because you come from, I come from spiritual world. We know you are from Vaikuntha. Oh, you do know? Yes. Now go take it deep. What will happen? You see, you calculate too much. She just pushed him. When he came out, he's a girl. I'm a girl. Then all of a sudden he saw a beautiful lake. Beautiful boat. Such a charming, attractive one boy with thousands of girls. They're like flashing water, gossiping. He said, wow, I'm a Narad Muni, but I'm attracted to that. I want to be part of this. This girl says, your condition was you want to see and hear, not going near. That you need to pay some sadhana, meditation, some good sadhana. Well, I'm so close. Sorry, you're not so close. If you don't follow, you will not, this will disappear. Okay, what do I do? You go and sit down, do some sadhana. By sadhana, you will become raganuga. Ragatmika means the eternal associate. And then you will become one of them. Narad Muni says, okay. Said, do it. Otherwise, now I have to push you to back to your original form. Well, it's better you don't touch me. Well, you are a girl. I'm a girl. Nobody knows. Don't worry about it. So she pushed him. He went underneath and he came out. He's Narad Muni. Beautiful brahmachari dress. That girl is not there. That lake is not there. The gossip is not there. Nothing is there. But Narad Muni got so infected. He said, I want that life. I want that life. What should I do? So he started meditating. When you go to Vrindavan, you can see. Probably he's still meditating. We don't know what will happen in future. But Krishna may allow. Krishna may not allow. Like Lakshmi Devi is meditating also. We don't know what will be the future. Only Krishna knows. But there is a difficult. Like Lakshmi Devi's case. First thing Krishna says, okay, you want to be a gopi, to be with me, then you have to give up your brahmanical job. You have to adopt Vaishya job. Okay, what is the Vaishya job? Collecting cow dung and you make paddy. They call paddy? Paddy. You put it on a wall, it dries up. Oh, that's a silly job. But I'll do it. I'll do it because I want to be with you. I can never dance in Vaikuntha with you. I want to be with you in your this form. So you have to do this. Okay, she agreed. Then you have to give up all these rituals of Brahmanis because she's a Lakshmi Devi. And you have to husking the paddy and cook and be an ordinary girl with the other girl. Oh, that's tough. I'm Lakshmi, yes. You know, I have a maid servant, but okay, I'll adopt this. Okay, third. You have to leave your husband and meet another man, not married to you. I can't do that. That's not possible. Sorry. So she's still meditating. We don't know what will happen in future. Only she knows and Krishna knows. So Narad Muni also like that. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Any question, comment or nothing? Good. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpatur Vishikipa Sindhu Vachapati Dhanam Pavan Krishna Vibhu Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.